Today's daf in Yerushalmi Brachot is daf Yudalit, and we're holding three lines down on Rabbi Yochanan. Yesterday we learned that Rabbi Yana would only put on his tefillin if his entire body had been cleaned out by a stomach virus. He was very, very makpid because he felt he wasn't going to be roy to be shomer beguf nagi. Whereas today we learned that Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai did exactly the opposite. Lo havin tefillin zayin minei lo bekaita velo besitva. He would never take off his tefillin at any time, whether it was in the summer or it was in the winter, no matter how he was feeling, whether it was hot, it was cold. Rabbi Eliezer was exactly the same way. We find often that some of the Talmidim of Rabbi Yochanan were not like Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan, this is not Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, this is Rabbi Yochanan was noheg like this. When he was feeling good, he used to feel good during the winter and he used to get headaches, so then he would leave on all day both his tefillin shayad and his tefillin shal. Abraham, but Kaita used to suffer from migraines during the summer. It wasn't strong enough in the way he felt on his head, and the weight of the tefillin would give him headaches. So then would only put on for the whole day. It means, of course, he only put on for the whole day his tefillin shoyad, not his tefillin shorosh. So as much as possible, Rabbi Yochanan is knowing like Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. He asked the Gemara, what exactly does it mean that he would never take them off? I mean, obviously he had to take them off. I mean, he went to the bathroom, he took a shower. So you must be adding like some amazing point to which you would have thought that he needed to take it off and he didn't take it off. So how is that possible? I mean, you can't make compromises with that, can you? I mean, if you're going to be naked, isn't that like usher in front of your tefillin? So Amr Rabbi Barava was a Talmud of Rabbi Yochanan, and he said, well, actually what Rabbi Yochanan used to do was a pikarsina yaloveshu bifnim. He would, as opposed to most people, would go in, get undressed, and so on. He would wear these undergarments whenever he went in, when he was going into the Beit HaMarchatz. And then the people that were in charge were not demanding, as they usually were, to take off his clothes before he got into the area where everybody was in the locker room, because they saw that he had these special clothing on, and because of that, he was allowed to wear his tefillin, at least in the outside room. When he would come to the place where the valets, that they were the ones that would scrub down people and so on, which is the middle room, so there he would be chayaleh, take off his clothes, put in the locker, and at that point he would go in to the Beit HaMarchatz itself, whereas Rabbi Yitzchak, who was also a Talmid Rabbi Yochanan, said, no, that's actually not the case. He was allowed to wear his tefillin until he came to Yaakov Tarmusra, who was the one that was in charge of the entire Merchatz. It's not quite clear what to remember. There's a lot of different people in it, but in any event, whatever it's a reference to, he was the one who was in charge, and he would be Lovesh until he was literally ready to get into the Beit HaMarchatz Miyad. And at that point, he would be chodesh. That's the chiddush, that they got everyone out and there was no nakedness. That's the chiddush when it says that law is aminate. Now, the Chalavi Nafik Nasre, as soon as Rabbi Yochanan would get out of the Beit HaMarchatz, he would immediately be given his tefillin, Navi Yavinale, the Chalavi Maitan, when they would bring his tefillin, he would always say the following Dvar Torah. Now, Viyama Dal Milta, this is what he said. He used to say, there were Shnei Aronot, Ayimach, and Yisrael, Ben Midbar, and Noshe Chayalamim, and Aronot, Shal Yosef. Two Aronot, all the time, one next to the other. Yosef's Aron, Mesim, and then the Aron Abrit of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Lohayu, Moto, Olam, Omrim, Megayim, used to make fun of Yisrael, because they would first ask them, what's going on? Mativ, and Shnei Aronot, what are those two things? And Yisrael would always say, well, this is Aronot, Shal Yosef, together with the Aron of Chai Olamim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then they would laugh at Klal Yisrael, be Mitzayah, then Lohar Yomot, Olamim, Monim et Yisrael, Vomrim. What is this crazy? Yehef Shal Aron HaMeit, Yot Ma'alech Ma'arono, Shal Chai Olamim. I mean, you guys, what, some kind of Thanatos worship? My Yisrael, Vomrim, the point is, the Gidul of Yosef, was Melech, Gadol, was a Yedesh, Shimer Zeh, Mashakatuv Bezeh, all of this Hashivas was his because of the way that he kept all of the mitzvahs, HaTerah, that is written in the Luchas, in the Sefer Torah, that's in the Aron of Chai Olamim. Esther Gemara, I understand. Why in the world would he say that? What do you mean? Every time he got out of the bathhouse, that's what he would say. Well, you know, he was under a lot of pressure, basically, because he had been sitting there in the bathhouse, and whatever it was, 10 minutes, he wasn't able to speak in Divrei Torah, and the things were just ready to explode from him. So because of that, began Meimar Mila D'Oriya, he wanted to say some Divrei Torah right away. That's an answer to you. Like, Rabbi Yochanan had nothing else to say except this particular medrash, you know. What's the matter with you? This is all we had to say. So he would always repeat this thing. Obviously, there's a reason why it's this particular thing. Ella, therefore, said Rabbi Manasseh, I'll explain to you what was going on. King Turinav, this was an opportunity. You know, the goyim that used to work in the Beit HaMerchatz, and the goyim that would come to the Beit HaMerchatz, a favorite hangout of the Romans, you know, so he wanted to say something that would at least poke them a little bit and make them realize that their gezeiros against the Jews were intolerable, and in the end destroyed their own chashivas. So what he wanted to do is to be mekanter and to tell them, Yosef lo zecha l'malchut al yedei shishimer mitzvotav, shor kadosh baruch hu don mokar l'malchus. And the greatness of Yosef was because of his shmirat mitzvot. Whatever Klal Yisrael had throughout all the years, v'anu lo zechinu, to be the people of the book, and once there, everybody realizes they're close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And you idiots, you want to take this away from us. Okay, now, when we finish the inyonim of when to wear tefillin and so on, what are the brachot of the tefillin? So, which brachot do you say? So Rabbi Zrikin Mishim Rabbi Yaakov Arivi says, Kishinatin alayyad. Ma'u omer, Baruch, Ramizat, Hashem, Rakim, Rakim, Shir, Kiddushanu, Mitzvotav, Tzivanu, Al Mitzvot, Tefillin. And Kishinatin al Rosh, Ma'u omer, Baruch, Hashem, Kiddushanu, Mitzvot, Tzivanu, Al Mitzvot, Hanachat, Tefillin. Which is very different. In the Bavli, it says that Al Shalyad, you say actually, Laniyak, Tefillin. And I'll show Rosh, you see, mitzvah tefillin. So there's all kinds of questions as to what the correct gear says in the Yerushalmi. And Kishur Chol, Tzon Ma'o Omer, which is why we keep on our tefillin based on Yerushalmi. So we keep on our tefillin until after we say the posik of the Shmor Chu Kecha, which is based really on this Yerushalmi, and this in Uvalat Yom Goel, here it's based on Yerushalmi, that they used to make the Baruch, Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokim HaMelech HaOlam, Asher Kiddushanu Mitzvotav Tzivanu, Lishmor Chukav. So, apparently, only in Eretz Yisrael that they used to do this. And we'll see that the mitzvah, according to many Rishonim, is Dafka, when you have to take off your tefillin in order not to be wearing tefillin at a time. But you shouldn't be wearing them, so that was Lishmor Chukav. But anyway, Atik Madoma. So this halacha, your mevarich, when you take your tefillin off, goes according to the man the armor who understands that the pasuk for shamarta da chuka hazot. That's why it's called shmor chuka. L'moada yamim yamima. What is that referring to by Yitziat Mitzrayim? It's referring to chukat tefillin hakatuv medaber. That pasuk is teaching us that tefillin is a chok, it's dafka to be worn in the day and not at night. And in the male, there's a mitzvah to take them off at the end. And so because of that, you should be mevarech l'shmor chukav, because you're being mekayim. The mitzvah to be shemid is man of the tefillin. Brank. Man, the amar, b'chukat ha-pesach, ha-katum, medaber, not on tefillin. So according to that, which is the sheet of the Bavli, lo b'das, so according to this, there's no point, there's no mitzvah that you're being mekayim in taking them off, even if it's not this man tefillin. And it could be according to that man tefillin, it is man tefillin even b'layla. And therefore, why would we make a brocha to take off the tefillin? Rabbi Abba B'Shem Rabbi Elazar says, I'm not taking tefillin b'layla over ba'aseh. Basically, according to this, you're going to be over on an essay. Why? Because if you wear your tefillin at night, since the Torah says, v'shamarta tachuka zot l'moada miyamim miyamima, you're supposed to wear your tefillin dafka in the daytime. And Zechor Yamim comes to tell me v'lo leilot. And Yamima is prat v'shabbatot v'yamim tovim, where you should not be wearing your tefillin. So therefore, if you're wearing your tefillin tonight, you're going to be over on v'shamarta tachokazot v'moada. Says the Gemara, how is that possible? But Rabbi Abbo, yatev mati barab shavet tefillu yuli, he used to sit down and learn at night, and he always wore tefillin. How could he say that it's usher to wear tefillin? Says the Gemara, mitzadadan havi. You'll notice that Rabbi Avohu pushed his tefillin to the side of his head. And by pushing them to the side of his head, so then it was basically, in other words, they were there, but he wasn't wearing them. They were just a way to be shamer them, and therefore he wasn't over. Others said that Rabbi Avohu lo amar ela hanotein. What he said was hanotein tefillin b'layla over baset. But im hayu alav mi ba'od yom, there's no chiev to take them off. You're not over. And so according to that, he was able to wear them even normal. Others want to say that the reason that we don't wear tefillin on Shabbos and Yontev is another reason. And that's because nishma'ina min hada. It says v'ayala chala'ot. So therefore, the tefillin, which is the chala'ot, where the tefillin are the ot. So then, they are the sign that we're being marzik the mitzvahs. But on Yomim Tovim, the Shabbatot, where the entire day is the ot. So what do we need to wear? It says, oti b'ni uvenechem, or oti li'olam. What do we need to say, v'ayala chala'ot? Well, I thought, I mean, the pasuk does say, niyamim yamim. Why do we need this other pasuk to be sent up on oath if Yamima comes to tell me not on Shabbatat and Yom Tovim? Let the chalak al da'amar Rabbi Yochanan komila de'lo mechavra mas mechinla minatrin sage. The thing is that things that are not clear, as Rabbi Yochanan always says, that where there's all kinds of arguments about a thing and it isn't borer what the mocker is in the Torah, we bring many different esmachtas to the thing, and that way it becomes clearer to people. And since over here the halacha we just saw, according to Rabbi Akiva, is that miyomim yomima is a din in the chok haPesach and not a din in the chok haTfilin. So the Mela, we want to show you that there's a lot of indications that tefillin should not be worn on Shabbos. Taman tanina. Now we learn later on that nashim va'avadim are peturim mikriyat shema minat tefillin. How do we know that nashim are peturim from tefillin? Because it says, it says in the parsha that the din of limud is b'neichem and not b'notechem. That teaches me that Noshim are peturim from Talmud Torah. Since tefillin is in the same pasuk as the mitzvahs of Talmud Torah, so therefore we say, shuchayav b'talmud Torah chayav b'tefillin, Noshim are not chayavot. Talmud Torah, einan chayavim b'tefillin, because it says v'matem otam et b'rechem, u'kshar tam otam niot ayad v'chem. So because of that, whoever is chayav in that is chayav in the other. We asked on that, Ativon, doesn't it say that Michal bat Shaul, Michal bat Kushi, who was called Kushi, we say Kush ben Yimini, is because he was the Lashon of Gemara is Kishem shekushi mishuna ba'oro kacha yashol mishuna b'maisin. So because of that, we called him Kush. It's a sign like, wow, an incredible person. But anyway, Michal, his daughter, used to wear tefillin. Aitala veshet tefillin. And we know that Ishtosha Yonah and Yonah Navi also used to go up to the Regolim, into the Beis HaMikdash, even though there's no chiyuv for women. It says, Yera Eko Zechul Ches Pnei Hashem, and not the women. And nonetheless, the Chachamim didn't say there's anything wrong with that. So if you're going to tell me that Noshim are peturim from tefillin, so what you then that would mean that they should have said something about it, because basically, since tefillin require a guf naki, Noshim are very difficult to be shema guf from the nikiyas because of the nidas and all the things that they're isaac in, and because of that they should have been mocha. So it seems pretty clear that in fact the Noshim are actually chayavot in tefillin. You're telling me that because they're part from Talmud Torah, they're part from Tefillin. Says Rav Chizkiya b'shem Rabbi Abahu, Ishto shel Yonah hushva. And then is actually that it's not what happened. What happened was that every time that Yonah's wife showed up in the Beis HaMikdash, they packed her away into a car and drove her back home. And when Michal bat Shaul walked around with her Tefillin, they started screaming at her and they were mocha. And Michal b'yad ha-chachamim. And therefore, you can't bring the raya on something where the truth is they were mocha. So, even though most told that lemaisa, this should be a function of the question of whether noshim somchos v'shos, which is how we paskin. So even though there was a problem of smicha, in order to do nachas ruach l'noshim, So they were metaken that there should be smicha even by nashim in such a way that would not cause a me'ila and hegdish by pressing down too hard. But nonetheless, it's strange that even though we pass in that way, there are many who say that when it comes to the din of the tefillin, it's not really dependent on that because of the problems of gufnaki that would have nothing to do with nashim semchot. So getting back to the problem of wearing tefillin in the Beit HaMerchatz, which we said was the only way to understand the tremendous chiddush of Rabbi Yochanan, it says in the Braita like this, Yichmas HaMerchatz, Makom Shemei Adam Omdim Levushin, so Yesh HaMikra V'tfila, if people are in the outside room. As we know, Merchatz, we saw in the Bavli, had three rooms, and the outside room was, they used to carry their clothes with them, and after taking them off into the middle room, hand them over to the valets over there, and there were others that would take off their clothes only when they got inside, because outside it was too cold. And then the inside room was the Beit HaMerchatz itself. So, I mean, according to this, if you say that basically people generally do appear dressed, because even if somebody takes off his clothes, he immediately walks out into the middle room. In the middle room, we have people that are dressed and undressed. And then in the inner room, everybody is undressed. So therefore, the place where people are essentially dressed, so over there you have a right to learn and a right for either for tefillin is the gears or for tefillah. So in other words, it's mutter to be kirk shalom, and obviously you're able to say shalom even though it's the shmo shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu and more amis to Hashem. No taint tefillin, and in that room you can even put on your tefillin. And koshkin, you're not absolutely mechuyev to take off your tefillin if you're wearing them already. Now, if you're in the middle room, makom shurov b'nei adam, regimim liotam dima arumim, ein sham shilat shalom, you're not even allowed to say shalom aleichem to somebody, because shalom is one of the shemais of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which was the pasuk v'yikol Hashem shalom. And obviously, you can't actually learn directly, right? So, Lomar, Mikra, you can't say Kriyat Shema, you can't say Tefillah, and even if you were wearing Tefillin, you'd have to take off your Tefillin, and obviously you can't put on your Tefillin. So, Chalitz Tefillah, Vein Tzarech Lomar, Shelo Yitain, and if you have Miktzatam Arumim, Miktzatam Mevushim, so then, Yesham Shilat Shalom, so this would be the middle room as we know it, and the inside room, Rov B'nei Adam Arumim. In the middle room, you have a mixture. So there you would have Shilat Shalom, but there's no Kriyat Shema, there's no Tefillah. You don't have to take off your Tefillin, but you're not allowed to put on your Tefillin when you're there. Yeah, okay, so that room does not have a din of a Merchatz. It has some of the Chumras of a Merchatz. Okay, now, Eino Lovshan, Avo Eino Lovshan, Achi Yetzei Me'otah Rishut Shel Kol Otam Merchatz. You cannot, after taking them off, you cannot put them back on until you're completely outside of the Beit HaMerchatz. It's a difference because if you're coming into the Merchatz, you were not as yet someone who had washed off, and you're coming in for some reason, say, we're mechayev you to take off your tefillin. But if you're coming into the Merchatz, and you use the Merchatz, so over there, we expect you to be mechabed your tefillin and wait until you're completely out of that reshus. Now, v'dam esayek ada amar v'yitzchak, this brayta, that says you don't have to take off your tefillin until you get into all the way in the inside. So that says that when Rabbi Yitzchak told us that Rabbi Yochanan was able to stand in his tefillin until he got all the way to Yaakov, to Mosra, Ayalov Shan, that would be going according to his bracha, because what it meant was that apparently the Beit HaMerchatz had a middle room in which not everybody was naked, and therefore would be all right. Rabbi Yirmiyahu Abo Kamei Rabbi Zeira Haita Merchatz Merachetzet. And Yochanan ben Zakkai lo avi tefillah zaymin elo bekaitav lo besito v'chach lo Rabbi Elazar tamid lo acharav. Rabbi Yochanan besito avi chazik resha avi lovish tarvayo b'ram bekaitav avi chazik resha lo avi lovish elada adre. How could Rabbi Yochanan have not taken off his tefillin? Veino aser mishum erva. Omer pri bar Abba, he used to wear an apikar asin haya lovish mi bifnim. So kad avi yasim maschir. And kibun shayim agiyah, it's only then that he took it off. And that's the chiddush. On Rabbi Yitzchak, not true. He used to wear it all the way into, up to the point where he was ready to go in. Ad Yaakov to Musra, Yalov Shem. Karavi Nafik Masri, Avi Yavin and La, and Karavi Maitin Le, Avi Omra Domilta. Shni Aronot Ayum Alchem Yisro Ben Midbar, Aronosha Chayal Amin, Varonosha Yosef, Vahayu Moto Olam Omrim, Mati Vancha Shni Aronot Alalo, Vahayu Yisro Ben Midbar, Lehen, Zeronosha Yosefim, Aronosha Chayal Amin, Vahayu Moto Olam Monim Et Yisrael Vomrim, וכי אפשר לארון המת להיות מהלך עם ארונו של חי עולמים, והיו יסוד אומרים על ידי ששימר זה מה שכתוב בזה. Well, I understand, הוא אמר, הוא אמר, זה מילטה, מילטה. אומרי בחנינה, he was getting like really frustrated, not being able to learn. So began being like, מילה דוריה. אומרי רבונה, oh, and that's good enough answer to you? Well, okay, לא, אני אוהבת לי מילה, דוריה חורי, למימר. All he had was dough. Elokim Turin Havi Lomar that Yosef Lozach Al Malchut Al Yedei Shemir Mitzvotav Shel Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Va'ad Lozach Inu Lachol Kavod Azel Al Yedei Shemar Mitzvotav Shel Hakadosh Baruch Hu. And you idiot Romans that them boy Mevapen Mitzvot Amina. Ve'izit Tzadu Mevarech. Avayim Reb Zrika Mishem Reb Yaakov Reb Yaakov Shonotin Al Yad Ma Omer Baruch Ata Zer Shek Shem Mitzvot Mitzvanu Al Mitzvot Tefillin. Shonotin Al Rosh Ma Omer Baruch Ata Shek Shem Mitzvot Mitzvanu. על הנחת תפילין, כשהוא חולצן. מה הוא אומר? ברוך אתה אשר כשם את זה בצבנו, לשמור חוקם, and that will only be according to מה דיומה, עד כמה דיומה, that when it says that החוקה הזאת מימים ימים, it's talking about תפילין. בחוקה תפילין הכתוב מדבר. But, ברם, כמה דיומה, בחוקת הפסח, אז רבי עקיבא מדבר, then לא בדע. רבי אבו, בשם רבי אלעזר, זה נותן תפילין בלילה, עובר בזה, בטעם. ושמרת את החוקה הזאת במועדה, מימים ימים המינס ימים, זה לא לילות, אין ימים המינס פרט לשבתות וימים טובים. רבי אבו said that, but רבי אבו himself used to sit and learn his tefillin at night. אבל יעתי מעתי ברם של תפילה וילוי, yeah, but they were מצדי in Havi, and it was as if he was just keeping them his hands to watch over them, פיקדון Havi ביד. ויעתי בו ימי ולא אמר אלא הנותן, but if you're wearing them before me, בעוד יום, then you wouldn't be over. It's an mutar. Ita bo yememar nishmeina min hada. The dinner you can't wear Shabbatot yomim tovim is from ayalach ala'ot et shuhu lecha ha'ot. There, probably yomim tovim Shabbatot, where the whole day is an ot. Well, I mean, why would they want to bring it from that pasuk of Elokim katuv miyamim yamima? Letecha. And it's because kod amar Rabbi Yochanan kol mila dolo mechavra misankhila min atrin sagi. תמן תנינה, נשים ועבדים פטורים מכל האשמה ומן התפילין. נשים מניים, נמאתם אותם בדמייכם ולא את בנותיכם. עת שהוא חייב בתלמוד תורה, חייב בתפילין. נשים שאינן חייבות בתלמוד תורה, אינן חייבות בתפילין. What? I mean, what about מיכל בת שאול, מיכל בת קושי, שהיא used to be לובשת תפילין, and אשתו של יונה, used to be all over the golem, even though it says כל זכורך, and how come the חכמים weren't מלכה? Reb Chizkiya b'shem Rabbi Abo says it isn't true. They certainly were. Ishto shel Yonah, they used to FedEx her back home right away in Hushva. Michal bat Kushi michlu b'yadei hachamim. Tanya, getting back, Rabbi Yochanan used to go into the merchatz. So the Braita said, nichlas merchatz. Makom shmei adam omdim levushim, which is the outside room. So you have kriyat shema and you have tefillin. Ve'in tzarech lomar shilat shalom. And not only that, you could put on tefillin. Ve'in tzarech lomar shalom yachlos, you don't take them off. Makom shalov b'nei adam regilim in the otamdim harumim, in the inside, in the merchatz itself, even though some people have a towel wrapped around them, ancham shilat shalom, and obviously, I don't even have to mention, there was no kriyat shema, there was no tefillah, and you have to be chayil tefillin, so I don't have to mention you can't put on your tefillin. But miktzat harumim in the middle room, miktzat harumim, over there, yesham shilat shalom, ancham lo mikra v'lo tefillah, v'inu cholitz tefillin, but inu notin. And Einolav Shan, after he comes out of the bathhouse, Achi Yat Samuel Tarashut, Shokolotam Rechatz. So now that works out very well, according to what Rabbi Yitzchak explained that Rabbi Yochanan used to do, beginning Rabbi Yochanan. Ad Yaakov Tum Musra, Yalav Shan, apparently, because there was a middle room where Miktzatan, Arumim and Miktzatan, Levushim.
They were up to Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, the seventh brachot. Yesterday we wanted to know whether the Psak Halakha that Rebbe Lozer gave to Rebbe Shimon Bar Abba was because Rav Shimon bar Abba was very old and weak, and therefore he told him, okay, under the circumstances you could be Yotze Kriya Shema even with falling asleep in the middle all the time. Or whether he meant it, that's me, he could have done it, that's true. Even though Rav Shimon bar Abba didn't want any compromises, he was asking him, what's me, he could have done it. I want to be very medactic. As Hamalei, today, so we answered him, without any kind of compromises, where the Lazar Omer Yatsa. The Lazar says, even though you fall asleep in the middle, and your mopsik picks daily more school, and so on and so forth, you're still Yatsa. You're Yok and Omer Lo Yatsa. Mopsikun Bekriya Shema, Bipneshi Yasuya, Prakim Prakim. And where they are. Apparently they're only arguing in Kriya Shema, because Kriya Shema anyway is comprised of prakim that themselves are separated in the Torah. So it's a little bit strange to insist that those prakim have to be said without any hepsik. The Torah told us mopsik. So maybe over there I could say that Kriya Shema is not important, that there should be everything said one immediately after the other. Mashenken, by Halal, where you're reading straight through the Mizmorei Tehillim, or by Kriya Samagillah, it's all one issue. I would suggest that after Rebbe Lezer, maybe over there Rebbe Lezer should also be Moda, that if you're Matzik in the middle, if they leave Moriz Kula, then you would be not Yitzchak. If somebody is asking a good morning, or saying Shalom Aleichem, to his Rebbe, or someone who is greater than him in Torah, he has rishus to be mafsik Kriya Shema. Hada omra she'adam tzarich lishol b'mishu hu gadol mimenu b'torah. So you see from here that there is in fact a chiyuv for a person to say Shalom Aleichem to someone who is greater than him in learning, which we'll see was not the minhag in Bavel. V'yod min hada t'tani. And I'll show you another raya that the minhag was to ask, to say shalom to a rebbe. The tani, because it says in the Brayis of Agape, the din of kriyal hameis. They say somebody. It's one of these classic scenes in which the guy is dying and everybody starts, the morning, and then he pops up and says, "Wait a minute, not so fast." So over here, the guy was kriya, and then the mace pops up and says, "Not so fast." Because Rabbah Nishma Nishama. Right. So im alatar. So if the guy dies an instant later, so then you were yotze by being korea from him before, even though he was still alive. But if he dies only much later, then tzarich likra, you need to tear again. The kamu alatar. What defines immediately in the halacha kedei dibur? The kamu kedei dibur. Rabbi Simon, b'shem Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi, kidei shilat shalom ben adam l'chaveiro, which is shalom aleichem. But Abba Bar Bar Chana says b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, kidei shilat shalom ben Rav l'talmid, in which case yomer lo shalom alecha Rabbi. So according to him, the shir of Tokhti Tegibur is longer. But in any event, it's a proof that you should in fact say shalom alecha to the Rav. Now, Lamaisa, Rabbi Yochanan, was once having mistameh on Rabbi Yaakov Bar Yidi. He was walking along, leaning on Rabbi Yaakov Bar Yidi. It was his minhag. He was an old man. He used to walk with somebody with support him. Lawyer Rabbi Lazar family. Now, Rabbi Lazar saw Rabbi Yochanan coming, walking with Rabbi Yaakov, umetamar min kadmui, and he hid himself. Omar, Sir Rabbi Yochanan, said, "Look at that! No good thing." You know what? That guy, since he came up from Bavel, has been screwing around over here in the yeshiva. First of all, look at this. He seems to be coming. Doesn't come to say shalom to Rabbi. Instead, he goes and hides behind the corner. And then he says over my veritor, he never quotes me. So Rabbi Yaakov said to him, that's not the way it looks. The minute by them is that they don't have the chutzpah to say shalom aleichem. Ziri, for instance, Ziri lo shalom b'shalom to Rava. He would never say shalom aleichem to Rava. It was his Talmud. De'inon mekaimin, because they based that on the pasuk in Iyov, Ra'uni na'arim v'nechbo. But I was so nechblad. The Norim would see me. They would hide. They trembled to be in my presence. It's not the pshat. He's not mechabed you. He's so mechabed you that he can't bring himself to say shalom aleichem to you. May mahalchim now, as they were walking, chomelechad beit hamidrash, they walking by over here in Tveria, he sees the Beis HaMedrash, and he says, oh, this Beis HaMedrash, oh, Chavi Reb Meir Yossi V'Darash, Rebbe Meir used to sit in this Beis HaMedrash and give drushes. V'om HaShmoas, which made the Rebbe Yishmael, he would quote Rebbe Yishmael, Rebbe Yaakov was saying this over. He never quoted Rebbe Akiva. He would say over Rebbe Akiva's drushes, he would never say, so said Rebbe Akiva. Said Rebbe Meir, well, of course, Kolama Yadin, Rabbi Meir, Talmidei Rabbi Akiva. Everybody knows. So whatever Rabbi Meir said came from Rabbi Akiva. So why would he have to quote Rabbi Akiva? Said Rabbi Yaakov, Kulayama Yadin, the Rabbi Loza, Talmidei Rabbi Yochanan. So does everybody know the Rabbi Loza is your Talmud? Why should he have to quote your name every time he says something? Everybody knows. Everything he's saying from Rabbi Yochanan. Anyway, they're walking along and there's a geshta in the middle of the town over here. So he says to Yochanan, Mal meva kame adoi tsume. You know what? Maybe we should walk around the other road. We don't have to walk in front of that that Yoshka picture.
It was
Yeah. Amale, what? It's Paligla Ikar? What do you think? We should give it cover as if its existence matters to us? The heck with it. Avor kamoi vesami ene. Walk right in front of it, let it tear its eyes out, so to speak. We're going to show that it makes a difference. It doesn't exist to us. Amale, says Rabbi Yaakov, uh-huh. So Rabbi Loza Yosef had the Lord come on. And Rabbi Loza did the right thing. Was going to walk by you like your existence doesn't make any difference. Like you're a Yoshka picture. He's frightened to walk in front of you. So he hit. Omar, so Rabbi Yochanan said, Rabbi Yaakov Barini Yodea Afafayas. Boy, you sure know how to cool a guy down. Rabbi Yochanan. I guess he found out from Rabbi Yaakov. Not necessarily. The guy could be sitting in shir and not be his Talmud. It means that everybody knows that you're Torah is in. That's what Rabbi Yaakov is saying. Maybe, you know, maybe you feel he's still half in bubble, but bottom line is, this is what everybody knows. Practically, Gemara would be open. Boy, the Yimun Shmuas, they mean Shmuay. Well, I don't think that's a big deal. The Yimun's tied up in knots over the fact that he didn't quote him. What if we care? Quotes him, he doesn't quote him. No, David Nikeshal El Rachamim. We find that David HaMelech asked to have things said in his name, because it says in Tehillim, Agura Ba'olecha Olamim. Let me live forever in your tent. So what does that mean? It says, Repinchas Rebirmi Abishem Reb Yochanan. David thought he was going to live forever. It'll be Mavakesh Rachamim to live forever. Elamar David es kesh yudvarein ne'amarim al shmi bevatei knesset v'batei medrashot. I want to live in your tent, meaning that my ma'amarim should be said in my name in ohalim, meaning in the ohalei of batei knesset and batei medrashot. And what ma'ayalei? Like what does that? Is that what good is it? Levi Barnazir Amar, Kol Omer Shmua Mishim Omra Siftov Tav Roch Hashotim Obekeva. That somebody who says, quotes someone by name, when after a person's death, it's as if his lips move along with him in the grave. Matam, where do we see this? And what's the basis of it? Dovele Siftei Yishenim. It means that to make Dovev, to make the lips of those who are asleep moved. And we see it's compared over here to Chichech Kiyen Hatol Dovev Sifsei Yishenim. So what's the comparison to the wine? Well, you see, Kikomer Hazesh Anavim Shuzav Me'elah. A Kikomer is a container that used to leave the grapes in this container until the grapes would start heating up from this spontaneous combustion, and gradually they would get all gooey, and the wine would start flowing by itself before he crushed the grape. So that's a komer. So the komer, Shalom Avim, flows by itself. Rabbi Chanina Bar Papa, Rabbi Simon, Chalamar Ka'adim, Deshati Kunditun. One says, well, no, it's chichich kiena tov is the pshat, like you drank kanditun wine. Kanditun wine is wine together with honey and spices and so on. You never get the taste out of your mouth. Like you keep tasting it for a long time. Or the other one, whose favorite was old wine, gahadin deshati chamarati. But the point is that afagav shu shasi, even though he drank it all up, but taime bekumi, still got that taste in his mouth. Okay, so there's two very different understandings of chichech kiyin hatov. One of them seems to be, the second one is dagu parsh, which even though the person's already dead, which the wine's already finished, but the taste of the wine remains because it still has its mokum in the olam for people to be tasting it. So in that sense, it was never drunken up because it's still around. The other pshat seems to be referring to the shaychus of the mace to continue producing. It was a komer shel anavim. It flows by itself. It's zav ne'elav. So its implications is sort of the meme idea of darkness. As you give out something, it produces on its own at that point. It's as if it keeps growing on its own, even though you said only this. But then as each person mentions it, it grows and grows. It becomes your continued growth, even though you can't grow anymore, in a sense. But it's like a komer shel anavim. We're by itself. It's of me'ela. There's a two beautiful mishalim over here. You know, ain dosh ain bullets. I mean, what you think? It's only nowadays that we've got these cynics. Every generation had its cynics. And Dov and Amalek had plenty to suffer from. Ma yu kritzei adorosim. Ha yu ofim etzav chavonotak shel David. Hey, David. Him at yibin at Beit HaMikdash. When are we going to have the Beit HaMikdash, huh? Imatai Beit Hashem Nelech. That's what the Lemelech quotes to him. The Beit Hashem Nelech. Now they know there's no Beit Hashem Nelech until I'm dead. Right? So that's what they're trying to say. Now when are you going to drop dead already? So Shlomo will take your place. We'll get ourselves a Beit HaMikdash. You're singing all these songs about Beit Hashem Nelech. No. Beit Hashem Nelech, David. Beit Hashem Nelech.
Is it so clear? I mean, David wasn't
going to
build it.
He yeah. Slum of Intimate. The Ruomer. So David says, you know what? Afa fishim it konnin lachiseni. Their kavona is to get me angry. Yavoi like shani sameach. There will be some machti bombing with Beit Hashem Melech. It gave me joy to hear that people want to, they're looking forward to Beit HaMikdash. Okay. A little bit of cynicism, but I can overlook that. But nonetheless, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells David, in the context of that very Nevi'ut, V'haya ki yimlu'u yamecha, when your days are filled, David, listen here, David, don't think that that means that I would rather that you wouldn't be here and we'd have a base of English. I don't know. Yamim mele'im ani monelecha, fulfill every moment of your life. What's Shlomo going to build the Beit HaMikdash? Big deal. Kum Shlomo boneh Beit HaMikdash. La'akriba kavanot. So what do I need kavanot for? Chaviv alai mishpat v'tzedakash hatavoseh yoter min ha'karbanot. I'd rather have what you achieve more than the karbanos. Matam oseh tzedakah mishpat nivchar la'ashem mizeva. It's better to have the tzedakah mishpat, David's learning and David's yashras, than to have all these karbanas from these jokers.
Can they have karbanas from?
Yeah, but no, you can't bring all the karbanas. You don't have a version of English. Now, piska. The next piece of the mission is b'prakim she'om mipnei hakavod u'meshit. Now, we always took it for granted that when Rabbi Meir says she'om mipnei hakavod u'meshit, we mean she'om mipnei hakavod u'meshit mipnei hakavod, right? Now, the question is, however, Yerushalmi raises a completely new way of looking at this. Maybe the Meshiv is only Mipnei HaYirah. And I know you're going to say, but what do you mean? I mean, to be Meshiv always demands less, not more. Yes, but consider this case. Consider if we just said, the Talmud says Shalom to the Rav, Mipnei HaKavod. Does the Rav answer the Talmud or not? That's the Shalom. Because kavod has two different meanings. Kavod could mean from the chiyuv of kavod,
and covet to mean from the interrelationship of covet. I mean, it's a the honorable thing to do. If somebody says to you, Shalom Aleichem, Rebbe, so you answer him, Shalom Aleichem, Aleichem Shalom. But in this case, where the Rebbe is in the middle of Kriyat Shema, so maybe Gufo, what Rebbe Meir is saying is the chiyuv of covet is on the Talmud to the Rav. But the chiyuv of covet on the Rav to the Talmud is not sufficient that he should be mafsik, and therefore doctrine their year. That's a totally different way of looking at it. So maybe Rebbe Meir, when he says, Sho'el mipnei hakavod meishiv, he means, Sho'el mipnei hakavod meishiv, paradoxically, mipnei hayira. Not only mipnei hayira. Obviously, mipnei hakavod, if he's the one that's the chuyuv the cover.
What could it be only mipnei hayira?
Yeah, only mipnei hayira.
You said both.
No, I said it. You could do it with Be'akavot if he too has a chiyuv of covet. Then he's the Talmud, the other one is the Rav, obviously.
So the case
but we're saying in the same case. So what's the. Maybe we should look at it the other way. So maybe they mahu meshiv. Be'ayir'ah? Or maybe Be'akavot? The Bible never entertained this possibility. Well, Nashmi, I mean, how? You could see it, Lechora, from the continuation. It says, Be'emtza sho'el b'pnei ha'yira u'meishiv, right? The Rebbe Meir. Rebbe Meir says, he never says b'pnei ha'yira. So, this is probably the correct way to read it. There are those who try to fix up this gear so that it works. But it's a little bit of a drape up in that. And I think the easiest way to read it is simply to quote the Mishnah. Be'emtza sho'el b'pnei ha'yira u'meishiv. Now, what that must mean is that the kadmaisa sho'el mipnei hakavod u'meishiv mipnei hakavod, because if you can even be sho'el from yira and you can even be be'emsa and have the yira, so kol shekein you can be meishiv mipnei hayira, there would be no point in Rebbe Meir saying that he should be meishiv mipnei hayira, right? That would be ridiculous. So if he's telling me meishiv, it's got to be meishiv mipnei hakavod also, and not mipnei hayira. Okay? Ube'emtza sho'el mipnei hayira u'meishiv. Now here too.
So, do we have an information pretty clear? Not like the Bavli, that you should
take? No. This next piece is in the Bavli.
But I mean, in terms of she'el shalom to a rebbe.
Oh, okay, fine. Let's first take a look at the two pieces here. Now, this part the Bavli is interested in. Be'emtza sho'el mipnei hayira u'meishiv. So now, mipnei ma u'meishiv? Mipnei hayira or mipnei hakavod? When, and this part we find in the Bavli is the obviously of Rebbe Yehuda saying this. Rebbe Meir has got to be saying that, right? So here, it's really quite simple. If you're telling me that it can be sho'el mipnei hayira, what does meishiv mean? Does it mean you can be meishiv here? Here it makes sense to read it like the Bavli. Because here, I understand that if the meishiv could only be going down, it certainly can't be going up. So maybe the fact that someone was shayel means I can answer already mipnei hakavod. Or does it mean that it has to be mipnei hayira? Well, if Rebbe Yehuda says be'em sashayel mipnei hayira u'meishiv mipnei hakavod, then obviously Rebbe Meir, whose statement came first, a good mindset, is sho'el mipnei hayira u'meishiv mipnei hayira. So Mamela, we now know both elements of Rebbe Meir. He's got to be arguing on Rebbe Yehuda. So he couldn't have meant sho'el mipnei hayira u'meishiv mipnei hakavod, because then he'd be saying the same thing as Rebbe Yehuda. Given that that's true, there would be no point of his saying meishiv in the case of kavod. Because you could even be Shayel if Meshiv meant Yira. And you could even be Be'emtza if Meshiv meant Yira. So why would he have to be talking about a Diprokit? He should have just been quiet. And he should have said, you can be Shayel Mipnei HaKavod, period. Obviously, if I want to talk about Yira, I'm going to make a Kal V'Chomer. Well, I can do Be'emtza, I can certainly do Be'emtza. Right? That's for sure. So we now see both sides of Rebbe Meir. Now, Ad Kedon, by the way, another very interesting question that people entertain, but like, okay, if you want to say it, what am I going to say? Yerushalmi brings it up. You talked about the Emsah Parsha with this Betruah Fuel Emsah Pasuk. You're walking, you're not time to finish the Pasuk. Should you just stop in the middle of the Pasuk? Reb Yirmiyah Nidami. There's another Girsa. The Rashba has the Girsa that uses La Locha. That's like probably a reliable Girsa. Is that Reb Yirmiyah Merami? Reb Yirmiyah would be Merames. Here's Reb Yirmiyah Nidami would mean he would be quiet though. By Yidom Aram. Reb Yonah Mishtoi. Reb Yonah would speak even in the middle of a pasuk. Reb Chuna and Reb Yosef say yes. It says v'dibarta bam. Mikan sheyesh harashut daber bam. You could speak in the middle of Kriyat Shema. V'dibarta bam. Talk in the middle of Kriyat Shema. So in the Mela would mean even in the middle of the pasuk you could talk in the middle of Kriyat Shema. That's fine.
So can you go to the beginning of the pasuk?
No, it's okay. I mean, there's nothing wrong with going back, but we said the Hafsaka doesn't matter.
Wow.
Kill and kill the Pasuk.
Yeah. Don't spread it around. The Elohim Bein Haprakim. Bein Bracha Rishona Mishnia. Bein Shniyah L'Shma, Bein Shma L'Vayim Shamoah, Bein Vayim Shamoah L'Vayomah, Bein Vayomah L'Mis V'Yatzi. As Rabbi Yehuda says, don't be matzik between the Vayomah and Mis V'Yatzi. There lo yafsik. Why? Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda, time it, Rabbi Yehuda, since you end the parsha of Vayomah with the words Ani Hashem Elokeichem, and it says in Yirmiyahu Hashem Elokim Emet, it's not proper if you're going to be saying Emet V'Yatziv or Emet 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 Emunah, not in Yerushalmi, it's not proper to be Masik, because Hashem Elokim goes together with Emet.
That's not as bad as being Masik after Emet being in the sentence.
No. Over here it's insulting to the shame. It's not because Nisan goes together, it's because you're saying, well, the Emes doesn't have to be Mokubat Hashem. Over years, I shouldn't even mention Hashem's name in the context of Emes. It would be Mavsik the Emes. Omer B'Yoshua Ben Kor. Lama Kadma Shema Levayim Shamoa. Yidei Sheikabel Alav Malchut Shamayim Tefillah. V'yachaka Kabel Alav Ol Mitzvot. So first, the person should be Mekabel, Malka Shamayim, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, Yahavta. And then he should be Mekabel, the all mitzvahs, Yerohayim, Shema Tishmua, Mitzvah Yisai. That's the mitzvahs. And why Yerohayim, Shema come before Bayomer? Because Yerohayim, Shema, the mitzvahs as a whole are Neg Bayom Ubalayo. Whereas Bayomer, Eina Neg Ela Bayom. According to the Bavli, Bayomer, Eina Neg Ela Bayom is a pshat. The mitzvah in Bayomer, tzitzitz. They're going to Yerushalmi, Vayomer is instead of night. So you can say that Vayomer itself is not as permanent. It was sort of been a bit of Tadir Mishina Tadir Tadir Kaiden. That's how some suggest understanding the Mishnah with the Yerushalmi. Rukhiya Bishem Rabbi Yochanan. To my time, Amru Adam Lovesh Tafilin Lekarei Hashmah Mitkaleo. Why should a person allow him to fill in, then say Kriya Shema Mitkaleo? Why shouldn't he say Kriya Shema? Meaning at least Shmaisal Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, and then Marisol before doing his mitzvahs. It's because the Kabbalah Zol Bakr Shemayim should be the first thing a person does. That's Kidei Sheyakabel Alav Malchut Shemayim Techilah Mishalem. It's a more shlemistic Kabbalah Zol Bakr Shemayim. If the person shows that he's lovish in his tefillin and he's already doing the mitzvahs and he's in a makkah to be the Kabbalah, oh Malchut Shemayim better. Rav says, no, it should be separate stages. First thing you do in the day is Kriya Shema. Then you put on tefillin and you're mispalel. Why should you put on tefillin before you're mekabel Malchus Shamayim? Now, Masnisa, Rav Pligi Alud. Now, clearly Rav is arguing on this Braisa. Shari Shaya, Asuki ma mate be kever. Somebody is busy. In the Chevra Kedisha, they're busy burying the mate. See, yeah, that's Kriya Shema. I raise the provision of the Kom Tara. It has to go away from the area of the mate, in order it shouldn't be Loi Goraj. It goes away for Amos. And Loi Beish Tfilin, first, the Kriya Shema is Tala. That's clearly against Rav. Rav is arguing on this. Now, there is another bride, it's Misayel Rav. It says the same thing Rav says. It says, Lo Shadan Yekabel Alav Malka Shamayim Tefillah, Ve'acharka Yekabel Alav Ol Mitzvot. It's saying over here that the person is not the meaning over here. It's in our Mishnah too. Shiyakabel. Isn't that what it says? Shiyakabel. So that means, okay, first do things to be makabel of Malka Shamayim, then to be makabel of all mitzvahs. Omrav Yana, tefillin tzrichim guf naki. You need to be in a very big madrega to wear your tefillin. You have to be completely clean. Clean mind, clean body. And midday ma'alo yitziku bam. Why then, if somebody is talking about darga, to wear tefillin, why don't we assume that a person wearing tefillin should be a ne'emon? Ne'emon from Meisner.
Right.
We're not modest. When you buy something from somebody with tefillin, that doesn't prove that he's a chaver. Why not? Ibnei Aramaim, what do you mean? Why not? Because there's all kinds of jerks where it's filling all day long. Udahavi bechad barnash. I'll tell you, I might show you. Here's a guy, the Afkin gabichad, right? He goes and he asks his friend to hold his watch. He comes back and asks for his watch, and the guy says, what watch? And he's wearing tefillin. Oh, my lalola fayamanti. It wasn't you I trusted. It was the Ilan Shibereshka, Hamanti. I believe those boxes on your head. Now I see what they were worth.
Oh, my. That wouldn't happen nowadays.
No.
It's amazing how things haven't changed.
It's
amazing.
Same
attitude.
No, it doesn't blackout.
No,
I mean, now it seems
to... There's
blackout.
People think, well, he's a from God. How
could
I not?
Yeah, I know. They lost track of it. The Shaman. That's what happens. The Shaman.
The Shaman.
Yanai Hayalok Sham.
Tommy, no, sorry, this is the one at all, the idea of Shekhar
Gatsmo,
the idea of saying
Krishna. No, and Rav Takadam Nova. It's not a Shekhar, I don't know, it's the way to do it.
The way we do it actually is to say the Lishemo Shema before the
Mishnah. Well, you could say that. You could say that. But that's not what Rav is saying. But the truth is, ain't nothing on it. There is an Indian of our
Shema.
If you do, if that's what you're saying, then you're in the Shema. So the Shema says, the Shema says to say Shema right away. Not to worry about someone. Not to worry about the Kriya Shema, not to say, well, I learned the Yotzba Kriya Shema, not to say Shema. And then you'll say properly. Well, there should be a couple. No, stop. There should be a couple of Olam Shemayim. Now, Rav Yanai, because of this din that the tefillin need to be a guf naki, Rav Yanai hayolokshan achachoyo shloshayanim. If he was sick for 3 days, then he would wear tefillin, because he said lomar shachuli mimarei. A person who is ill, so then he becomes clean for his tefillin. He sweats out all of his waste. He excretes all of his waste. Then it's okay to wear tefillin. But otherwise, because remember the lashon of the Gemara and the Bavli, to lose the guf naki, to reach about nafayim. So it's not a guf naki. A person has to be mamish in a matzah of complete tahara. So, but he wouldn't wear it every day. Matan has so lay out the call of
one night.
He wore it every day or all day. Does the girl really say he tried
to do all these things?
I said, does the girl really say he tried to do all these things?
Yeah, that's not the same. Has so lay out the call of one night. We see that the Inyanim are interrelated. And it seems to be. No, Rabbi Yochanan, switching on the gears over here. But what it means here is that it, once a person has recovered from his choli, so then he's a matzah of Nikoyan HaNefesh as well. Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai, lo havin tefillin zorin b'nei. Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai didn't even know that. He used to wear tefillin all the time. And he didn't take off those tefillin Well, the kite of the season, not in summer, not in winter. He had his throne on. If you had to protect it from the rain, it would protect it from the rain, but he wore his throne. The kat nahag Rabbi Yezer told me, Bela Karab, and so too did Rabbi Yezer do the same thing. And Rabbi Yochanan, besitu, davi chazik reishin, havi lovish tarvet, from the kite of the law of chazik reishin, during the summer, where he couldn't have the throne on his head, simply wouldn't tolerate the throne being on his head on hot days. So then he wouldn't put on his throne shalosh, but he would still be lovish his throne shalat. So the lohavi chazik reishay, lohayalovish elo the da'adar. But then he would stick with his throne on the zroa, even if he was an onus, he couldn't tolerate the throne on his head. Well, I understand, but Eno Osir Mishum Erva? I understand, what do you mean? He never took it off. I mean, how could you never take it off? And so, the Torah, that doesn't make sense. Now, this question seems to belong later. So, as we'll see. But well, let's read it now, and then we'll see where it makes most sense. Oh, no, give our Abba. He would always wear an undergarment under his overgarment. And when he would be going in to wash into a Beis HaMerchatz, indeed, at the last minute when he would go into the what do you call the guy?
What's the attendant.
But there's a special word for a bath attendant.
There's a word.
I think it starts with a B. Alright, but anyway, it's Olirin in Aramaic. He would then take off his throne. So this is just back in later. That's what I'm saying. It seems to belong later when I asked what happened afterwards when he got out. Weren't people naked? No. They were going to talk about the problem.
And what about
here? It's like a jacket that's worn underneath, you know, like of what we would call a nightgown, thing that he would wear underneath. Normally, in a parka, on a parka, is used as a smoking jacket. Right?
Well,
yeah. But he probably didn't smoke. This way doesn't make. It doesn't really make all that much sense. Then Rav Yitzchak, Ad Yaakov Tar Musara Hayalov Shah. He would wear his tefillin up until the house of Yaakov Tar Musro, which is right next to the mitzvah, right next to the Beit HaMikdash. And when he went out, he would put them on over there, and he left the rishus of the Beit HaMikdash totally. The karari nafik masse havi avinema, the karari maisele havi omar domils. He used to, when he would come out, they would hand it to him, and when he put it on, he would say over this mind, Shnei aronot ayu malchim en Yisrael b'midbar. That when Klal Yisrael went to the midbar, they had two different aronim with them. Aronim shel chayo elomim, they had a kodesh baruch hu zaron, yuma yoko. And they had Lahavda Aronim Shel Yosef. And the Yehuda Yisrael would say, well, are they crazy? When they mighty with the Shnei Aronot HaMalchut? I mean, they have the Aronim that's Barameh, stuck on both his peasants together with a coffin. But Yisrael, Omrim Lahem, Zeh Aronot Shel Yosef, Im Aronot Shel Chayo Olamim, Vayu Amot Olam Bonim, et Yisrael, Yav Shel Aron Amaz, Yav Shel Aron, Im Aronot Shel Chayo Olamim, for Yisrael Amin, because I have actually she married Zeh, Masha Katav Bezeh, since he kept the entire Torah, therefore he belongs together with them. Yeah. So Ravama Ravama Davos, huh? Why would he say that? What does this have to do with going to bed? Amr Bekaninam began to be with the Elisa. He was in the bath, and so Manela, he...